Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. Although the team of volunteers at Feeding the Spirit in Greensburg take their work very seriously, they always start the night off with a joke.
We love laughter and we encourage laughter. And for a lot of people, this is the only place they can come where nobody's trying to assess them, critique them, or try to change them or fix them.
My name is Debbie Thackra. I am founder and president of Feeding the Spirit. The impetus was really from running on the five-star trail here in Greensburg. My longtime running partner, we run real early in the morning, 4:30 or 5. We saw people sleeping on the trail. A lot of people will tell you in our community, we have no homeless. We all know that's not true, but it makes us feel a little better if we tell ourselves that, because we don't see them sleeping under the bridges. But we all know that there are people that don't have homes. So we got talking, what can we do? And we said, well, if we could at least one night a week give them a safe place to go where they can have fellowship in a nice atmosphere, that will be something. And it was his church, Otterbein Methodist Church. He was a member here. So he said, let's ask the pastor. And they said, well, you can use our church on a Thursday night. But we did not want to cook them. So I said, we have a very big heart in this community of Greensburg. I know restaurants will donate to us. And I was told, you're crazy. It won't last more than 6 months. Restaurants won't do it. You know, times are hard. The economy's not good. And since day one, you know, the restaurants stepped up. They love the idea. We have tons of volunteers. And it's gone beyond even restaurants donating. We have businesses that donate. They pay a caterer. We have church groups that donate. We have a lot of families who've lost loved ones, and they come and serve. So the ripple effects of this are just amazing. I think because it's a tangible thing, and it's a way you can say, wow, I'm really making a difference. And if the volunteers get way more out of it, I think, than the guests, and I know I do.
My name's Rick, and last name is Heil. What we do is we have food donated, we have hygiene items, toothbrush, toothpaste, that kind of thing, shampoo. So that's another way that the community has supported us. And then the guests who are here tonight take that with them at the end of the night.
It can be heartbreaking at times because we always have people at the end of the night that don't have homes to go to, and we do homeless placement. We have people that maybe have a home to go to but don't have food for the rest of the week. So we really started stepping in and doing transportation, bus passes. Most of our people don't have cars. Some of them can't get here. Some of them can't get to doctor's appointments. We work to deal with a local hotel. They give us a really nice rate. They always keep a few rooms for us. We always have people there. My gosh, we do copays for a lot of the elderly can't meet their copay or some other people. Whatever they need. Sometimes we take them to Walmart and buy them clothes. We do whatever we have to do. Anybody in any community that would want to do this, it's so doable, even if you don't know how, because we never had a how, we never had a business plan, we never had any money. I sold my wedding ring and my engagement ring to start this. You know what? It was a knowingness of there's just, you just have to do something, because if you sit back and something bugs you long enough, you at least have to take a first step. And if you take a first step with an open heart, honestly, and with a lot of trust, everything else falls into place.
Learn about others making a difference in the region at wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, nominate someone you feel is having a positive impact on the community.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC. Life-changing medicine.